If you're looking for something to turn your parenting world upside down, literally, then this is your book. As my mom always says, there are no do-overs in parenting. So let's play. Larry's Preface. Unlike Anthony, I am a recent convert to roughhousing. My dad was not a wrestler, and neither were my three sisters. For me, as a kid, wrestling meant getting the crud beaten out of me by bigger, stronger, and meaner boys. So I avoided it when my daughter Emma was little. But parental love is a powerful force. I can't imagine anything besides my love for my daughter that would have compelled me to roughhouse with her. When I saw how much fun Emma had when she wrestled with other people, I forced myself to dive in. Soon I was a zealous believer in rough-and-tumble play, and I started spreading the word. And then, well, nothing stays settled and easy when you're a parent, does it? Around the time Emma became a teenager and we cut back on our wild roughhousing play, but never cut it out entirely, I suddenly had a whole new wrestling challenge. Along came my 10-year-old stepson Jake, and I had to learn a new set of rules, which basically revolved around me not getting hurt. Jake wanted to go all out, and we bonded over our screams. Some real and some fake, that drove his mother out of the room in a panic. So if you have any hesitation about roughhousing, I give you a special welcome to this book. If you don't, I invite you to listen and take it up a notch. Chapter 1. Our Bold Claim for Roughhousing. It is difficult to capture real-life play in words. But the overall impression given by practically all mammals is a flurry of dynamic, carefree rambunctiousness. Jak Pangsep, Ph.D. in Effective Neuroscience. You know roughhousing when you see it. Wrestling, pillow fights, jumping off beds, sliding down stairs. In this book, we give you a lot of roughhousing activities. But first, we'd like to explore the philosophy behind all the horseplay. What is roughhousing all about, and what does it mean for you and your children? Roughhousing is play that flows with spontaneity, improvisation, and joy. It is free from worries about how we look or how much time is passing. It is physical, and it promotes physical fitness, release of tension, and well-being. Roughhousing is interactive, so it builds close connections between children and parents, especially as we get down on the floor and join them in their world of exuberance and imagination. Most important, roughhousing is rowdy, but not dangerous. With safety in mind, roughhousing releases the creative life force within each person, pushing us out of our inhibitions and inflexibilities. Rowdy, physical, interactive play is by far the most common type of play in the animal kingdom. It occurs in every species of mammal and in many non-mammalian species as well. We've all seen videos of lion cubs wrestling, but you'd be amazed by the vast number of species that enjoy rowdy play. Elephants, whales, even ants. The first person to explore the science of roughhousing was Harry Harlow, who observed young rhesus monkeys in his animal psychology lab at the University of Wisconsin during the 1950s and 60s. Harlow noticed that the monkeys often practiced what he described as rough-and-tumble play. He was working during a time when many scientists did not consider play to be a viable subject for serious research. But Harlow went ahead and documented this play-fighting in great detail. He observed that the monkeys often displayed a so-called play face, an open mouth, teeth-bared expression, which looks fierce to humans, but to other monkeys actually says, "Let's play." Since Harlow, observers of human behavior have discovered that we are remarkably similar to rhesus monkeys when engaging in rough-and-tumble play. Human children have their own play face, accompanied by smiles and laughter, to signal that roughhousing is play and not aggression. And, just like monkeys, roughhousing children will run, chase, jump, flee, wrestle, fall over, and play fight. Playful hitting uses an open hand, as opposed to a fist, and much less force. The roles of the aggressor and the victim are fluid. In rough and tumble play, children...